Wave.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Monday, July 18th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Keith Stube in Washington. Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the planned protests in Zimbabwe. There was heavy police presence today in Zimbabwe's capital city ahead of planned protests by government workers and citizens over poor wages, economic problems, and human rights violations. Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition says it was summoned by police after announcing mass protests this week. Government workers say their strike will go ahead this week if their demands for a living wage are not met. Workers are demanding a minimum pay of $840 per month. Currently, the lowest paid government worker gets about $50 and an allowance of up to $175 per month. Health workers last week rejected a 100% salary hike, citing high inflation. They also want to be paid in United States dollars. The government says it does not have resources to pay workers in foreign currency. Peter Mutasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaks about the planned strikes with our correspondent Godwin Mangoja.
How did your march go today?
So we have notified the Zimbabwe Republic Police of our intention to have a march, a procession, a protest on 22 July, where we need to hand off our petition to the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission and the Parliament of Zimbabwe. So today we were called in by the police and we had a dialogue around confirming that it is indeed the Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition that has given that notification. We are now awaiting the police's response on Wednesday, and this is where we are now.
So there was a huge police presence in the city center. Is it because of your program?
The government is generally afraid. It's afraid of the people. It's afraid of the citizens. We understand that the government is failing to provide public services. It's failing to provide decent wages. Cost of living is going up and the government is failing to address the economic challenges. The government is also afraid of itself within its own party, and we don't know exactly where the money is coming from, but the government is failing, and the government that is failing, that is becoming so afraid of its own citizens.
So what will you do if you are not granted permission to march by the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
We are not expecting that the police would be would deny us the opportunity to exercise our constitutional rights, because these are rights that are enshrined in the constitution, and there is nothing in law that the police can use against us. We have notified them on time and they have not raised any concern about our process. So we are expecting them to allow us to have our procession. If they don't do so, we will then approach the courts. And we don't expect the judiciary to be an appendage of a particular interest group like the ruling party. We expect the judiciary to explain and lay out what the law says, and we think that the judiciary will do so. If it fails, if both the ZRP and the judiciary fails us, then we've got no option than to simply call citizens to get into the city and protest and exercise their constitutional rights.
Well, and lastly, are you getting enough solidarity from all the civil society groups and opposition political parties who are also suffering at the bad policies by the government?
So our call and our intention to protest is to protest against the deteriorating human rights situation in the country and the continued persecution of human rights.
That was Peter Mutasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our correspondent, Godwin Mangoja, from Harare. In Shona, this is how he summed up the planned protests.
Mungati sana ngurea kuti machi enya mai makaronga ya famba sei nasi.
Right, nasi tashezwa kumapurisa tichizivisana nemapurisa kuti hongu tisu takaronga machi yatinoda kuti tiite musi wa 22 yatinoda kuita tichifamba muguta reHarare tichinanga kuZimbabwe Human Rights Commission tichinanga kuParliament of Zimbabwe kuti tinosiya gwaro rokunyunyuta pamusoro kokutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu munyika vanomirira vashandi vanomirira varaid society organization masangano akazvimirira vanomirirawo mapato anopikisa hurumende matongerwo enyika navanhuwo zvavo vari kungombunyire kusunga kuitwa vanhu vakasiyana siyana ivavo kodzero dzavo dzichityorwa nedzimwewo kodzero dzavanhu dzakangosiyana siyana vagere munyika. Saka nhasi taenda kumapurisa vachida kuzivisa kuti chiso here wecrisis in Zimbabwe Coalition wakanyora gwaro tikazivisa kuti ichokwadi kuti ndozvatinoda kuti tiite. Saka tamirira mapurisa vacho vanotizivisa mhinduro yavo musi wechitatu ndo yatamirira.
Saka muchaita sei kana vakakunyima mvumo nekuti munge muchipinda mumugwagwa?
Hatisi kutarisira kunyimwa mvumo nekuti zvese zvinotarisirwa kuti tinge takaita pamutemo takaita uye havana chimwe chavatiudza kuti tatadza kuchitevedzera chiri pamutemo. Tiri kutarisirazve kuti mutemo unotitendera uye bumbiro remutemo constitution yenyika inotitendera kuti tive nekodzero idzodzo dzekunyunyuta nekufamba zviri zvinyoronyoro uye zvisina mhirizhonga tichiratidzira kuti hurumende igadzirise zvinhu zvatinonyunyuta nazvo. Asiwo kana zvikaramba mutemo unotitendera kuti timhanye kumatare tichivimbawo kuti matare havarambe vachimbunyikidzawo kodzero dzavashandi dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavagari vemunyika dzatiri kunyunyuta kodzero dzavadzidzi asi vanotongawo zvakaenzerana kuti vanhu vatihwe kodzero dzavo. Asi kana zvarambawo kuti kwese kumapurisa zvaramba kwese kumatare zvaramba tinenge taakungoti vanhu ngatichiitei kuti tiratidzire pasina anotidzivisa nokuti mutemo unotitendera kuratidzira pasina anotidzivisa. Saka tinenge taakupinda tega mumigwagwa.
Tutarisawo muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kuma namamwe masangano nemapato anopikisa avo vari kubatwawo neutongo hwakaipa huri munyika?
Takatura nyaya iyi papress conference vhiki rakapfuura asi takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumastudents takanga tine rutsigiro kubva kumaunion matrade union.
That was Peter Mtasa of Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition speaking with our VOA Zimbabwe correspondent Godwin Mangosa. Godwin also spoke about the same issue with David Tsatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions.
Can you give us an update on your planned job action? How far have you gone?
Well, the current situation is that the unions have given an ultimatum of 14 days or a notice of 14 days to the Minister of Labour, and that 14 days will elapse on Thursday. And on Thursday, all the unions are going to meet to decide on what form or shape the action will take. That's precisely the situation as it stands.
We've seen heavy police deployment in the city center, particularly those areas around government offices and so forth. I mean, are you going to proceed given the latest development?
We don't see how the deployment of police would affect our labor action. We have not said we are going to march. We have not said we are going to make noise. We have said that we are going to make a statement to the employer to say we are hungry. This is not a political thing. This is just about our welfare, our lives, and the hunger that we are suffering right now. So it's not really there whether the police are in the streets or not, because this is more of an issue to do with labor, and it will be happening in the workplace, not in the streets.
And do you think you are getting enough solidarity from the citizens who are also facing the same problems as yourself?
Well, in terms of what we hear, we know that most of the citizens are with us. In terms of what they feel for us, imagine we are getting money that does not work in the economy. We are being paid money in order to buy money. And that creates a lot of sympathy, empathy on the part of our citizens. And we know very well that we do have a lot of goodwill from a lot of people.
That was David Tatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with the VOA Zimbabwe Services correspondent, Godwin Mangudla, in Harare. Here is Tatsunga State in Shona.
Nyu yekuratidzira pamusoro pemuhoro yaapapi. Tiri kunzwa hurumende iri kuti munofanira kunge muchisiyana nenyaya.
Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti isu kuti tizosvika padanho iri takasvika maringe nokuti hurumende haisi kutaurirana nesu muzvii zvakanaka. Vari kungoita madiro, saka isu tikataurirana tikasawirirana. Ivo vavo tiri kungobhadhara zvatisina kuwirirana izvozvo. Zvinotongoreva kuti hapasisina nhaurirano dzatiri kuita. Saka isu takatoona kuti tinde kudare iri reNDC hapana zvatita zvatichatibatsira, nokuti takanguri tabvirira kuinda tichingombunyikidzwa tisingapuwiwo kodzero dzokuti isusu zvatinotaura zvichererwe. Hurumende inongouya neinonzi take it or leave it. Saka takaona kuti zvinhu zvinotiremera kuti tirambe tichizvishanda mashandiro iwavo. Saka saizvozvo zvakamira saizvozvo, tasvika zvino pachinhano chokuti isu takuda kumboratidziravo. Ndo simba rogara tinaro sevashandi rokuratidzira nokuti timbo withdraw labor yedu. Saka zvichaitika ndezvokuti musi weThursday masangano ese anomirira vashandi vehurumende achasangana, nokuti ndo pachapera 14 days dzatakapa hurumende kuti vaone zvavangaita. Kana vakaitawo zvatinowo zvinotigutsa before Thursday, tinotarisira kuti zvinhu zvinogona kuita nerimwe divi. But as it stands izvozvi, zvazvinoreva ndezvokuti musi weThursday ndo musi watichataurirana, ndo unopera 14 days, ndo musi watichataurirana kuti tofamba sei nenyaya iyi, kuti toenda kupi, tokuwirirana sevashandi kuti action yedu yatichatora ichange iri yorudzi rwupi.
Tiri kuonawo mapurisa adirwa mumigwagwa, saka muchaita sei nemusi wechina kana musi wechishanu?
Isu zvemapurisa hazvinyanyi kuti kashamadza zvinhu zvatinongoziva zvinongogara zvichiitika, kuti kana vashandi vati taane nzara isu mapurisa anogona kungoonekwa achibuda. Asi isuzve hatisi kuda kuita mhirishonga. Hondo yatiri kurwa haisezve matongerwo enyika, inongova hondo yedumbu. Dumbu ndo chinhu chinoda kuti chigadziriswe vanhu vane zhara. Saka isusu hatizvitariri zvedu tichangosangana, tinenge tichiita zvinhu zvedu tiri pamwe chete, tisina zvimwe tisingadi zvimwe zvinozobingaidza meseji yedu.
That was David Tatsunga, Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Confederation of Public Sector Trade Unions, speaking with Godwin Mangudla. Yekambe zvuka ndaba njalo pelikona endawo zvoko zomhlaba lamhlaka sikhangela kona ukuthi amba isebenzi kahulumende labanye abantu elizweni bafuna ukufola ngolesine, bafola nje ngesikhathi bekhuluma khona ukuthi iholo liphansi. Bona bahola iZimbabwe dollar, kodwa-ke okumele ukuthi bakuthole ezitolo ngapha kunzima, ngoba sebehola-ke sebefika ezitolo bezokuthiwa impahla ibiza ama-United States dollars. So bayakhala kakhulu abantu. Limbonde-ke uDavid Tatsunga ekhuluma ngakhonokho ukuthi hhayi bantu, sicele ukuthi sifole sitshengisele. Amapholisa kukhanya ngani abegcwele lamhlanje eHarare, emele lithi abantu betshengisele. Siyakwazi sinxa amapholisa ekhona emgwaqweni kabo khamba njani. So ndiyo nyaya yacho nasi tiri kutaura nenyaya iyi yokuti vanhu vanoita kuratidzira kuZimbabwe vachigunun'una nenyaya yemuhoro. So vanoita muhoro unosvika $840 per month per person. So ke kuyahlupa kakhulu ke uhulumende kuti imali leyo kalayo yokuti aholise abantu So ke siqhubeka siya phambili siyabona ukuthi abantu abanengi balambile sikhuluma nje eZimbabwe bafuna iholo elingcono. Yey siyabonga kakhulu ke ukuthi lingena ukuhlelo dilaleke ukuthi siyabuya kini. So please stay tuned because we are going to take a very, very short break. We'll be back here. So stay tuned. For those that have just joined us on this show, please note that we are streaming this discussion live on Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA 37, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voazimbabwe.com. Send us your messages right now on our social media platforms. We are here for you. And now we are being joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. Sibindi is also the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Welcome to the program, Mr. Sibindi.
Thank you so much. Good evening to all listeners.
Thank you very much. So people are planning to stage some protests. Give us your take on this. What's going on?
Well, I think people are not trying to stage a protest, but people are just going, they're trying to give a statement to the government of Zimbabwe. We all know that as a trade unionist or as people working, in terms of the law of Zimbabwe, there is what we call a collective bargaining process. Brings in representatives from the workers and the employers. They come together, they discuss, and then they make the way forward. But in this situation, in particular, the issue of the civil servants and other sectors in Zimbabwe, there have been quite a number of these collective bargaining that take place, but it seems our employers in particular, the main employer, which is the government, they seem not to listen to the workers. And eventually what really happens in the process is that people tend to lose faith in their leaders who are representing them. And because of that, the government is trying to bring a war between workers and those who are representing them. And this, what is going to happen now, is just to show that when leaders are coming up to the negotiating table, they are not speaking for themselves, but they are speaking for the masses, the workers who are in Brussels. I think the whole idea now that people must talk about is going to prove to the employers, the government, that people are saying they are representing the views of the people. So why are people doing that? Surely, Zimbabwe, now when we talk, we look at our economy, you look at the cost of living, it's just out of this world. For instance, somebody will tell you that the forward datum line lies above around 200,000, but in all honesty, that's not the reality, to tell the truth, because the PTL of Zimbabwe changes every hour now. How is it changing every hour? If you go to these stores where you buy goods and items, those people change their price willy-nilly or on an hourly basis, if not on minute basis. Why are they doing that? It's because of the situation that they find themselves
in. Yeah, but ukutshengisela kumbe ukufola yikho kuzalethelana abantu khonokho yinto elungileyo le
ukuthengisela kumbe ukufola kuyinto elungileyo ngoba kusemthethweni. I-constitution yeZimbabwe yakunilungela ukuthi nxa ule nto ongayizwisiyo njengesisebenzi kumbe njengomhlali weZimbabwe uyakunyela ukuthengisela. Nxa le minye imizamo usuyizame le yehlula. Kanti sikhuluma kanje imizamo yokunegotiate kumbe yokukhulumisana isizanye but ikhanye yehlula. Yikho abantu sebesiye ukuthi hayi, sicela ke uhulumende, sicela ama-employers, sicela umhlaba ubone ukuthi hayi lapha eZimbabwe asiphathekanga kuhle. So yikho sokusenzakala kathi sila. And esilethemba lokuthi uhulumende uzathatha lokhu akunanzeleli ngoba le ultimate amenikweyo le 14 days notice okuba iliphele ngezezini. Lesho uhulumende uzakunanzeli ukuthi izisebenzi ngabantu abahloniphayo, abantu abahlonipha umthetho abalalelayo futhi. So ingqobe isezandleni kahulumende ukuthi yena abone uyaresponda positive. Ngoba kathi sihlubo olukhona sikhuluma kanje, abantu bayahola imali. Uqeda uhola imali awuyisebenzisi, uphuma lapho usuyadingela imali. Uyahola i-RTGS leyo because ayisathenga, ayisasebenzi ezitolo. So kufanele ngithathe i-RTGS leyo ngihambe futhi ngiyedinga idwala eMelika ukuthi ngingenisa ukuthenga ulutho. Asiyompilo leyo. Imali engiyiholayo kufanele ibe yimali ezenza ukuthi ngithenge izinto zihambe. Lokuthi thetha naso imali sengiwunikile selo mlandu futhi uyadinga imali, imali yakho ayidurayo. Sikhuluma kade kathesi.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu babo. Isikhathi sakhona yiso singani sesidliwe ngumangoyo babo Sibindi. Ungadilala kusasa babo.
Okay.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. That was Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, who is the chairperson of the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association and is also belongs to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So now we are joined by another question, that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma is a ZANU-PF Central Committee member, and he's also the former Member of Parliament for Pelandaba, for Poma. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So, Babu Chuma, we know that there are many things happening in Zimbabwe, but at the moment, there are some people who are planning to stage protests starting on Thursday. You know, they're complaining about human rights violations. They're complaining about the state of the economy. So what's your take on that?
Well, let me first of all say that it is unfortunate that we have a lot of people that are bent on demonizing this country. People that don't talk sexual issues, actually, they want to peddle their own narratives all the time, and it is very unfortunate. Yes, we are experiencing a economic turmoil, just like any other country. I'm sure America, I was reading the other day that a gallon of fuel had gone up to over $5 for the first time in so many years. In England, the inflations are also up and they're destroying people's incomes and everything. We are also suffering from that. But in all the other countries, if you look at it, people are working together to try and address issues. I read the other day that in America, the price of a gallon had gone down to about $4 something now. And all these are collective issues where people come together and work for the betterment of their country and the economy without necessarily having to go out there and demonize your own country and actually then sabotage your own economy even worse.
But in this case,
we are facing a situation by business. The business people, the shop owners, are actually taking out things from shelves in the shops and putting them outside there, selling them in US dollar to create a sort of an artificial shortage. Then that's when people will now start saying that I earn in Zimbabwe dollars, but I have to change my money into US dollars to get stuff. But if you go into the shops, you can swipe using the local currency and everything. But our own business people then sabotage such things and take out those things and put them in the black market purposefully. So then how do we build when we have situations like that?
Yeah, but I think the problem is people are earning their pay in Zimbabwe dollars, and many prices are in US dollars. So how do you come to meet with that kind of thing? Yeah.
The prices in the shops, gigs, are actually in Zimbabwe dollar, not US dollar. There are shops that do sell in US dollars. And even in most supermarkets, you can actually use the US dollar if you so wish. But prices are normally pegged in Zimbabwe dollar. But that's what I'm saying, that now you find unscrupulous business people that will then withdraw some of these products, especially things like mealy meal, cooking all the basics, You find them in the streets, but not in the shops. And we are very clear about it that these things will be belonging to Shop X. But Shop X, because he wants US dollar, he takes them out from the shop and he puts them to the black market. They've got their runners that will be doing that outside their shops, which is very unfortunate and very unfair to the consumer. Why are we not being sincere? Why do you want to profiteer so much? You know, in any business, we know that there are certain profit margins that are supposed to be adhered to. But here in Zimbabwe, the problem that we have is that everybody wants to make over 100% profit all the time. And this then cascades down to the basic guy, to me and you, and it starts eradicating my purse. Now my money now seems like it has become useless, but because of somebody who's just greedy, somebody who just wants to be corrupt, and it's so very, very unfair.
And some people are complaining about human rights violations. I'm fine, this Fiona. Kulabanye abacela khona ukuthi uthi ukuthi human rights violations lezi zime njani ngombono wakho ngamafushane sibili asibona kwa mvuthu.
Okay. Nyaya ema human rights is inyaya inosirisa zikulu. Atifani gwe kutomboone kwa tishungurudzana nevanhu. Asi kune mutemo uwo ukabuda apo wochikora mutemo. Now, because you know, belong to a certain bato, what I would say, I will go to school free, it becomes unfair. Like I always said, Ukatarisa, even Kutsubusi Kwashi Ikogo, Tinevan Waka Wanda, Watimu Batiruria, Watata Bona, which is Sungwa, Watata Bona, which is Kurana Kami Prison, Kakarodi, Kuranaji Kuruduk, Nemagai, Nemagu, Avasa Chora and Mtemo, Mtema Ungo Kuingo Waka Garabos Nabuchora. Even so, I know what you are honorable stone. But Zavaka it has Zuba. My human rights are ipo, as in came off with Uripo, and in Tema House, who spare you because you didn't go a battle card, Unongo, where you get it, Ugango, put an under a cock.
Siahoza Kuluchuman, and since the releases, you have one good Kulabanto Batua Castanes on Kurumendi. I kind of listen to civil. What a one and Jango come up chancery. Stas a state.
Can Hela Durabako Nabata Ninga Kulu.
Thank you very much. That was Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and former Pelanda Bampopoma Member of Parliament. We have now come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests that joined us on this show. That is Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Ambrose Sibindi. And this is Gibbs Dube in Washington saying, don't miss our programs. We are always here for you. And to our listeners, we hope to get you on board next time. Signing off from Maryland, from Washington, D.C. I'm now used to Maryland. This is Gibbs Dube saying, good night. We'll be right back.